We're back, the Otaku Nation UK, and we have two kind of random looking animes this time around, and they're both short and sweet, so kind of a theme going on. So if we start with the first one, you can tell Japan's running out of ideas because it's Bottom Biting Bug. Yes, Bottom Biting Bug. And I thought it was new, but no, there's three seasons of Bottom Biting Bug. Yeah. They don't run out of adventures, do they, guys? I don't know which season I watched. I'll just talk about the episode I watched. So it starts off the bugs waking up, and then the toothbrushes all go missing. It's like, oh no, toothbrushes! I only found this old moldy one. Don't use it. Oh no, we caught a bug without a toothbrush is like an idol without hygiene rules. Yeah. Lots of otaku cliches going on in there. They've got really... I don't know. The animation wasn't too bad. I'm thinking it's aimed at kids, right?
Yeah.
It's short, probably in the morning before they go to school. And then they decide to go and the kids decide to do a detective agency and try to locate the missing toothbrushes. Yes, it's all good fun. The animation was a bit static, so not a lot was going on. Sometimes they moved, sometimes they blinked, but it was pretty much like... dead flat background and with bugs sliding on the screen. An annoying theme tune. Very annoying.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. How did you feel about it, Harriet?
Do you know how good it was? I fell asleep watching it.
Wow, for the 5 minutes. You had time to fall asleep.
It was literally, well, I was tired anyway, but it was just like, I was just reading it. I was like, oh, this is not good.
Which episode did you watch?
I actually started off with the first season just to kind of get me into what it's about because they're only like 5 minutes long. So I watched the first two of the first season and then the toothbrush one and I think there was another episode afterwards. It's so good, I can't even remember it.
So wait, the toothbrush one, was that season three?
I think it was season two or three. Because, yeah, I got a bit confused thinking, excuse me, thinking, which one is it?
And, they don't really say, do they?
No, it doesn't really specify, but I think they are pretty much the same thing. It's just about bugs biting bottoms. Literally. That's all it is. The toothbrush one took me by surprise. I thought, okay, this isn't what you're kind of going with in the last few episodes, but you're on the new season, I'll go with it, kind of thing. Yeah, the animation was very staticky, but I think with children being, you know, kids, I don't think they care about that sort of thing. I think they'd enjoy it because the fact it's just involving bugs and biting bottoms, you know. I'm not going to carry on with it, but yeah, it's good for a bite-sized thing if,
Sorry.
It's one of those moments where I think, oh, I see what I said there. Oops.
Terrible. Alex, do you have anything to add to that?
No, not
fun. Do you like the
wise.
French old man? There's a French old man in the show.
There's a French old man?
He wears a beret and he's got like a Hitler tash.
Oh my god.
Oh, you've obviously not got to that episode yet, have you guys?
No.
None of us watched that far.
And it's called, there it is, the monster rhinoceros beetle.
Oh yes, I did watch that episode, yeah.
Again, she fell asleep through that one.
Yeah. Pretty much, I was just like, I wasn't paying attention. I just saw the very end.
He had a stylish moustache and beret. He brought a lot of culture to the episode.
Slightly insulting culture.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Did we actually see them biting bombs at all?
No.
No.
They lied to me. The anime lied to me.
In the first series, in the second episode, I think their teacher, there was one of the students who was fighting off against the main character for the girl. And at the very end, the teacher's like, right, everyone has to bite my bottom. And I'm like,
guys.
Okay.
Guys,
what?
Yep. Stop. The rhinoceros episode, there's actual CGI in this. What the hell?
What? Oh, what? At the very end.
Yeah, the rhino bugs are like, CGI! You don't see this one coming.
There goes the budget.
I was shocked, okay? Shocked. I have it on in silence, watching this.
It's so cool, you're watching it again.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Bite size, good for the kids, but that's about it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you could switch your brain off while watching it.
Like someone did.
Yeah, like me.
Okay, so if we go to the next anime, which was a bit more thrilling.
and a bit more evil.
Wait, we got confused with the names. Right, Wake Up Girl Zoo. Yes, it is what it says. Wake Up Girl Zoo. A zoo full of girls. Not quite.
Just fluffy animals.
Yes, yeah. Alex was just like, oh, you animals, we must watch this anime.
It was, which one's the bloody shortest?
Oh, so Alex is my shortest. Go on, Alex, talk about it.
Oh, yeah, it's just a little short series, as I picked it, because I thought the... as the name implies, yes, it's little girls dressed as zoo animals.
Can I just stop there, right there? So they're not supposed to be animals as such. They are actually little girls in animal suits.
I don't know, because the first animal was like an old guy dressed as an elephant who died. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. and then they go off, it's like, we have to find more animals. Where are you finding these things from? They must just be little girls in costumes, I swear to God. You're just kidnapping small girls and dressing them up for a zoo.
And they talk. That's what confused me. They talk.
I just don't understand. It's just like, I don't know if they are little girls or vicious animals, because, spoiler for the first episode, she eats the guy! Well, she injures the guy, doesn't she?
Yeah, something happens like, that he doesn't turn up and the rest of the... Oh, does he?
Yeah. He? I don't know what happens. I just watched the episode and all I saw was blood and I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? What's happened to the poor guy that's trying to save the bloody zoo? Has he been eaten? I don't know. Oh my god.
It kind of doesn't know what it is, but then again, I think it is a spin-off of the anime. So it's literally one of these indent episodes, I think, that they've just kind of filled
in. Wait a minute, you're saying there's real anime and this is just an extra?
Yep.
It's like that time there was this like magic show and then we watched some sort of chibi thing with a girl with eye patch and me and Alex were confused because we didn't know what the hell was going on. Oh, offshoots, don't you just love that?
The original anime is called Wake Up Girls. I'm just reading what it's about. It's 12 episodes long. It was out earlier this year.
I should have chose the mountain climbing one.
We can save that for next week.
Next week, Alex. Next week.
It's basically about a schoolgirls full of fortune tellers, photo idols, magicians, entertainers, and other stuff like that. And they want to produce an idol group. Hence why they sing at the end of these episodes.
Yeah, like the singing sequence is like half the episode.
Yeah.
That's how little is going on there. I was like, I blinked and I was like, what happened to the episode? They're singing again. And I'm going to the next episode. I'm like, they're still singing. What happened to the episode?
Yeah, I got about...
You can't move.
No, I got about 3 episodes in and I thought, I think I can guess what's going to happen next. And I just like, right,
I
okay.
I kind of like the song though. It's growing on me. It's growing on me. It's not annoying like the other one.
No, it was... Yeah, it's weird. It's just one of those ones you'd probably hear and you'd probably hum along to it. Kind of thing. I can't remember it, but no, if I...
I can't.
If I watched it again...
It's all a blur, Harriet.
If I watched it again, I'd probably be like, oh, yeah,
you'd probably hum along with it.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's about 6 episodes out now of this.
It's another mindless...
But another show that has 6 episodes out and is awesome is the one that we watched before, Guguri Kukuri-san.
Oh, yes.
I've actually continued watching it and I love it.
It
gets better and better. The characters are fantastic.
I saw your review.
I know. Oh, I loved it. And literally, I just can't wait. I haven't been back-to-back and up-to-date with an anime since Attack on Titan destroyed my hope in humanity.
As did the Titans, but you know.
So I have to say, continue watching it, guys, because it's not gross. It insinuates, but nothing happens. It's I kind of feel like it's Fruits Basket, but a bit more maybe modern, and the main character's just weird. She's just weird. That's all I can explain. There's an alien in it, for fuck's sake. There's an alien.
Does she carry on being like the monotone?
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
she's
yes.
She's still dull at school and she's all obsessed with this kid at school. And then obviously Kikori gets all like jealous and he comes to school and he's like, who's this boy that you like? Tell me. And she's like pointing this to this alien. He's like, don't you know that's an alien? Don't be mean to him. He's not an alien. I can't help but stare at his grey face. Oh, this anime is so... It's so ridiculous. Everything just kind of doesn't make sense, but kind of does. Mm. And then, the dog kind of annoyed me, but he's growing on me now. But there's another character that comes along, the raccoon. Oh, I love the raccoon. He's so gross. he's like typical, you know, he wants to read his porn and drink his booze. But he has, like, some kind of conscience when he isn't swindling people, of course. And then because she calls him gross, he changes his raccoon form to be more attractive. Yeah, that's love. Everyone loves this girl. It's so annoying. But then you find out she inherits these ghosts. So it's in her family that the ghosts are haunting. They can haunt her.
Yeah.
Yeah, this anime. So funny! And it's just about noodles. It's just a big fat advertising campaign for noodles.
Yeah, funny enough now.
Seriously.
I was in the Japan Center last weekend, and when I saw the noodles all around, I just thought of her.
You were like, Fox noodles!
I can't read this, but I just want some now, you know? So, because it was in the special tubs as well, I just remembered all the old ones, or the one that she saved up for, and he threw them all away, and I'm like, oh, this poor girl, if she came here, she'd be in heaven, you know?
And I'm calling it now. This is going to be the next cosplay sensation. I'm telling you. I've never seen so many people talk about it after our show. Really? Not saying our show's that amazing, everyone will listen to it, but everyone has watched this show and everyone's going on about it. And I'm like, yay! Yay! Let's say we discovered it. We discovered it!
We called it.
Hey!
Foxes for the win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuff that's happening currently in the world. Yes, today is the 20th anniversary of PlayStation.
Woo! Happy birthday!
Sega's demise. Sad times. Hmm? Sad times. So you've probably seen your Facebook being littered with grey sexy consoles. In ode to the original grey PlayStation. Wow. Yeah. That thing. They've made it monochrome. They made it kind of look kind of sexy-ish.
Yeah, they've made it look like the original PS1. So that it's grey, but it has like a blue strip going across the top corner of it, or the top middle of it where the indent is. It looks nice, I will admit. Because if I was to get a PS4, I wouldn't get a... you know, a plain one. I'd want to get one with a design like the... I have a PS3, and when I got mine, the blue ones came out not long after, and I was kicking myself, you know. Because I'm not one for the norm. I like to get something that's different from the rest, so...
Is there a price difference for the grey one?
I don't think there is. I think it is the same, but...
Ooh, that is still tempting when it hits $250.
I know. Well, oh my gosh. Well, you know, we talked about Black Friday last weekend.
Mm.
And I thought, I forgot that before then I had to get Pokemon. So it wasn't too bad, actually, in the game I was in. They were very helpful. They got everyone's orders in. So by the time you got to the till, it literally got them quick. But by the time I went, all the good stuff had gone. So like the PS4s, of the deals, the Wii U's. I actually thought, oh, well, if there's a Wii U there for $200, because it came with Smash Brothers, which was released that day, and Super Mario, I thought, I'm grabbing that. But they ran out, so... yeah, never mind. But yeah, the PS4, that looks really good. I don't know when it's out here, but hopefully, you know, we should get it soon, because it looks really nice. And it is a nice homage to the original PS1. And funny enough... because people were saying, oh, what do you remember about your PS1, your memories, and...
I remember having to spin the bloody disc whenever it broke.
When it overheated, like, remove it, wipe it, put it back in.
Yeah.
And spin it a little bit so it spun before it started.
That's it.
And then close it.
And I think that the first games I got with them were Tomb Raider and Crash Bandicoot 2. And Tomb Raider I hated because it was I just thought, nope, not fighting
creepy.
Dinosaurs. Yeah, it was creepy for the time, yeah.
It was like, oh, I've got two pistols and this bear is running towards me, I give up.
Yeah, and then if you fall down the wrong way, you know, you're dead.
It's like, oh, I fail at this game.
In the end, I just did cheat codes. I was like, I don't like this level. Nope, next level. Don't like this
level.
So did
I.
Nope, next
level. I admit to that until I got to the last boss and just went, nope, definitely not.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
That last boss, nope. I'm not sustained for that one.
Pretty much. And Crash 2, I still play to this day on my... I had it on the PSP, now I have it on the Vita, as well as Crash 3 and the first Crash Bandicoot. So, there you are. The love for PlayStation still grows strong for me.
I had the first Crash Bandicoot in Pandemonium.
Oh my gosh, I had the second Pandemonium.
Yeah, I had that as well, and I was like, wow, this is really...
weird.
Really bad. But fun!
Yeah,
incredible.
Psychedelic colours, man.
So, is that in Spyro?
Oh my gosh.
So many nice games on the PS1.
I know. And then Final Fantasy VII, that was a big thing when it came out on the PS1. And then number 8 and number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 2 was PS2, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, so many great games that came out, and the first Grand Theft Auto as well came on the PS1. I remember I played it. I know I was young at the time, but you know, it was just the very pixelated bird's eye view. And even then, I still thought it was an awesome game. And compared to what it looks like now, even so, it's still I'm one of these people, I'm very retro-ish, so I would go back to play the original at any time. And I think it did come out on PC for free, but unfortunately it crashed my PC, so I couldn't play it anymore. So,
aww.
Never mind. What else? Resident Evil as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember the original.
Yeah.
Original Devil May Cry.
Yeah. Oh god, this is Grizz's blood.
Yes!
That voice, oh gosh. What was it, Jinx TV, they brought up a top 10 of the horror recently, and they brought up the original Resident Evil with the bad acting. I was just like, oh.
No, and they had actual cutscenes.
Yes.
Like, acted cutscenes. Oh my god. I almost, like, bought the imported Japanese version. Thank god I stopped myself, because it would have all been Japanese. It would have had English speaking, but all the actual game would have been written in Japanese. Oh my god, I would have killed myself.
Oh god, yeah.
Oh my god. Because I originally had that on Sega Saturn, so that's why, when I look at the new Resident Evil, I'm like, yeah, it's come a long way. That's why I could look at Leon and be like, he's sexy. Because you look at the original, like, Claire and, Chris Redfield, and you're like, these graphics, big ugly. See, Devil May Cry 1, that came on PS2,
I
think.
Yeah, I realised afterwards.
That wasn't that bad. Come on. Resident Evil, the original, was
crappy.
Gross. Like, Devil May Cry, you were a bit like, ooh, that tastes kind of hot.
And the acting was hilarious for Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
I've come to take you away. What? Trish? Yeah. Follow me. Okay, fine.
Yes.
It was at the time of voice acting.
And it was all crap.
At the time of voice acting the games, it was a case of, it's a video game, no one will care. Compared to nowadays, where you've got, like, Hollywood people kind of doing voice acting for, like, Kevin Spacey for Call of Duty, you know, stuff like that. But at the time, it was just, they don't care, you know.
And what's his face for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh,
from 24.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. Yes. Acting and voice, okay.
Yeah, I'm still not sure. I'm still with the original voice actor for Metal Gear.
He's not, well, you can tell it's him.
Oh,
you can
God,
tell it's him,
yeah,
putting on the voice.
Yeah,
it's part of me's like, it doesn't sound that bad. So long as you just don't think of it as him being the actual original Snake or anything.
Yeah.
Think of him as a different one. It's like, oh, that works. Oh, I need to get that game.
I've just seen a Nintendo original Game Boy fridge. Oh,
what?
It looks like they've just put skin on top. Oh, but, God. Oh, it looks great.
I thought the top half was a microwave at first.
Yeah, doesn't it? It could be, couldn't it? Oh, so clever.
You just open up the fridge, it goes, da-ding, you know, as you switch it on. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Speaking of retro, well, Game Boy, Pokemon, that came out last week. Sapphire and Ruby.
People queued up at midnight for that shit.
I wasn't going to be honest.
I wasn't gonna go to do that in the cold.
I went the next day when it was, like I said, when it was actually more nicely run, I will admit.
All the people were just tired and happy to see one main person.
Yeah.
It's worth doing if you stay off the next day.
Yeah.
And if you live nearby, I'm sorry, I'm not like, Stratford from my house? Mm. Hours! Especially your night bus and all that. No, no, no.
Yeah. The nearest one to me is Croydon. And I don't know, Croydon there at night, it's kind of...
Not a fun place.
Shank Central, yes?
Don't hang around McDonald's,
sorry,
that's for sure.
Sorry, you stay after dark. There's police cars, there's bounces in the middle of the street, like apprehending people, and I've already met people on the way in the daytime getting mugged and shanked. Oh, and old people flying in the DLR. It's crazy. It's crazy town.
Oh dear.
But we love it.
Yeah. I still got that. I got Sapphire. I got the Steel Tin edition, but they ran out of the figurines, so I actually found that afterwards that they changed it, so it's whoever bought the game, they got it free. So it didn't matter if you got a steel tin or not.
Oh, lame.
So I was like...
You probably paid more as well.
Yeah, I did. Which is a bit annoying. But the steel tin is not bad, actually. Because it has both covers on the inside, both Pokemon from Ruby and Sapphire. I haven't played it much. I've only just defeated one gym leader. And I kind of like, I'll play it later. And I haven't gone back to it since. And everyone mostly I know, including David, has completed it. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, everyone's finished it really quickly. Is it a really short game then, or what?
I think it is.
I was shocked.
It's more,
I take it back, devastated.
I don't know if it's short. I think it's how much time you put into it and what Pokemon you use and how much grinding you put into it. So for me, I will
take time to go to the loo, Harriet. There needs to be time. No shit on the dance floor. We've already discussed.
Oh, God. We're not going into that again. And another game.
Watch our previous episode.
Yeah. to hear us like go like me just lose it. and Smash Brothers on the Wii U.
I totally forgot about that. I have to admit, I think Pokemon actually overshadowed
it on the DS.
Pokemon overshadowed it, I'm sorry. Do you know what Smash made the biggest mistake ever? Releasing the DS version first. Who cares? They want to play the Wii U. No one's going to battle together on the 3DS.
I do. Loads of people. What? Yeah, I still do.
No, there's more hype with the Wii U. Come on, admit it. More hype on the Wii U.
Oh, gosh, yeah, because you've got 8 people you can fight against. And also, probably better, internet connection, because the 3DS does lag a lot. So, like, you're in the middle of a battle, next thing you know, and then next thing you know, you're flying off the arena. And you think, oh, damn it.
They're like, you suck, and you're like, it was a lag, liar.
Yeah.
Salty.
I haven't actually played it on the Wii U. I would love to. I really would. I don't know. I think there is a tournament this weekend in London, but I'm not sure where it is. So that it'll be like a world, not a UK based tournament, so there'll be like a grand final sometime soon to win a Wii U, I think, and a 3DS, and Smash Brothers. And that's what I mean. If I had the chance to get the Wii U last week and I got that game, that was it. I was done. You know, I would have been on
dead
that
to the world.
Yeah, I would have been on that all weekend. Because I made a Wii character on my 3DS, but I play mainly as Pit or Dark Pit because of the flying function, because I'm prone to falling off the arena. At least with Pit and Dark Pit, you can press up and then you're flying back up. As long as you don't hit the middle, because then you're done for. But yeah.
Speaking of events, tonight there was a Kingdom Hearts event.
Yes, the tickets went boom. They were literally like Summer of Sonic. They went within seconds.
Oh, so you actually buy it? Did you?
No. These were free. These were ones where first come first serve.
Well, what was it? Music, was it?
I have no clue what this is. I think it's a details of the launch of the remix game.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything else. I'm waiting to hear back from a few of my friends who are going to it tonight to find out what's happening. I think there was a big meet-up beforehand, and they were going to have like a mini feet rhythm competition.
And I totally got a vibe to this, but I was like, it's cold.
Yeah.
It involves me leaving the house and putting on a massive jacket I can't maneuver in. Nah. It's not happening. Yeah. I had plenty of time as well. I could have got... Oh, no. I'm shivering just thinking about it now. Ooh.
I would have gone to it if I'd got tickets, but I only found out about this half an hour after they went live. Yeah.
What? Right, I found out. I went to the... I went to a maid cafe last week.
Oh, yes.
I, my maid, had a pop-up cafe in Camden, in a restaurant I'd actually been to before, and so I went there, chilled out, and then you probably know this guy, a Sonic guy.
Oh,
Spooner. He's hey. Local from Croydon. Yeah, we love you, man. So Spooner told me about it, and he gave me a line, and then he walked off, and I was like, tell me more. Why did you walk away? Someone else mentioned it, but I was getting confused. Again, it was either a launch, but he told me concert. So...
Yeah, I saw him.
You know, we'll figure it out later, I guess. And on the you know, plus side, Maid Cafe was awesome. You should totally go next time.
I one of my friends at Hyper Japan, he said to me, "Oh, you need to go." And I keep on. I said, "Well, I don't know when it's on, and whenever I find out, it's too late." So
yeah, that's the problem. Night. I think maybe a bit more advertising is needed from them. But they had 10 maids, and then everyone got to play like Jenga, Smash, Pokemon. So you could bring your own 3DS and stuff. You can get some, you know, Polaroid photos with the maids and eat some really posh Japanese cuisine. It was all good. There's this one dude. His name's Top, I believe. He had about 10 checkies, the Polaroid photos. I was like, wow. He got one with every maid. That's a lot of money. I was like, dude. Yeah.
Is this like the last one before Christmas, or are they having a Christmas one?
I don't know. Possibly. I assume this is the last one. The next... maid event, I know that the other maid place, they do performances at LAGC, so that'll be February. But again, I don't know if they'll do a pop-up maid cafe at the actual event as well. They did last time, so it might do. It depends. Because it conflicts with the other food that is sold there.
I want to go, but I want nice cake.
Do you know what? I would.
Yeah, you would have really liked it, Alex, actually. That actual particular restaurant is really good for the food, the draft beer, asahi beer, whatever. Because I've eaten there. It's really, really good quality. And they brought cake and stuff, so they ordered it from different restaurant to have there, which was cool.
Ooh,
I would like to go to a maid cafe in future, just to see what it's like, because I've never been. They had them at various conventions that I've been to, but I've been unable to go to them because I've been so busy doing photography work and other stuff. But I would love to just go up there one day and just see what it's like.
Hmm.
Should make a trip of it, actually, with all of us.
All suddenly turn up.
Yeah. Hey. Like the first time we're in the same room together. I'm saying with Oren, of course. Us three have been in the same room. We've been sighted many a time in the same room together.
Mm-hmm. Eurogamer.
Hyper Japan.
Yep.
Yes.
I can't think of any more.
I think that's it. But we've been there more than once, so...
Have a competition. See if you can find all three of us at once.
Yeah. Have a bingo card. Yeah, a bingo card.
You get a prize for the title for three of us. You get Alex's collection of manga.
Yep. Yeah. All 600.
Yep, all 600. You get all of that.
For free.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you got more than me.
Well, it's probably gone down to 500 now because I've sold us up three of them.
Well done.
But there's still not much of a budge.
No, I know that feeling. I'm trying to kind of get rid of mine as well. So if you want homes with these manga, let us know and we'll give you a list.
Free bookcase.
Yeah.
Lol.
Because
pick it up yourself though.
Yeah, exactly.
IKEA flat pack.
Yeah, exactly.
See if you can undo it.
I've kind of gone back into graphic comics, you know, graphic novels. I've started reading the Fables collection. Oh god.
Well,
so
I just bought Neil Gaiman's The Sleeper and the Spindle.
Oh yeah.
Illustrated book.
Oh yeah, yeah. Neil Gaiman, man. He's all the rage at the moment. There's always quotes from him and whatnot everywhere.
I wanted it because it's fairy tales.
Well, the reason I started reading Fables was thanks to The Wolf Among Us, because I didn't realise it was a prequel, the game. So now I can go straight into the comic knowing, all of the characters that were in the game. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Oh my god, I completed that last week. Oh my god, it's so good. Yeah, my next cosplay plan has already been announced, so...
There's another Diabolic Lovers game released! Why,
yes,
Japan?
Seriously.
Why?
One of my friends in Japan, and she got it.
Got it!
Yay!
Give me it!
I didn't realise it was new.
Limited edition keyrings when I left Japan. Bastards.
It is, yes... The day me and David go to Japan, I'm bringing 3 suitcases with me.
3 might not be enough.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm
And a bank
of.
Loan.
And a bank.
Yes.
And just, starve yourself and don't worry about food. Just, like, live on udon.
Live on air.
Yeah.
Snort air.
Live on ramen and udon for the week. Or while I'm there. Oh, God. Japan, why are you so expensive? And I've got Sailor Moon stuff coming out from Ami Ami soon. I am not looking forward to how much P&P is on that.
Oh, just don't do... Just do it, Sal.
Yeah, Sal. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, cheap but and yes. Nice. Just don't expect it by Christmas.
No, that's true. But yes. Yeah, it's a bit sad that there's nothing happening now from now until February. But, you know. Apart from Christmas, but you know. That'll be fun. Spend all the time gaming.
Sitting at home, stuffing our faces. Lots of video games.
Yeah, I'll be busy Christmas Day because I've got David's family coming over, so probably watching TV.
And group 3DS party! Yeah!
Yeah, that'll be me and David. Yeah, we'll be like smashing it up and playing Pokemon and... probably
you'll be like, see you guys later. We've
yeah.
Got things for you.
Exactly. We'll just separate from them, right? We're just gonna go into the kitchen now. You carry on chatting and do whatever. Yeah. Okay. Right. I'm gonna. Yeah. Oh gosh.
I'm cold.
Crappy English weather.
And tired. I think we should end the show now.
Yep.
Yay.
That was. More enthusiastic then.
It wasn't supposed to be. It was supposed to be sarcastic.
Lies. She's gonna go watch some more bottom biting bug.
No.
I don't know about you, but I'm gonna watch I'm a Celeb. So
I'm gonna be lazy and just lie here. Keep warm. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's... Play some Dragon's Crown.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say Dragon Age then.
No,
we like the boobs in this game, don't we?
Titty Sorceress. That should just be her name from now on. Titty Sorceress. It's fine. You just don't make her run.
She might knock herself out.
She pretty much almost does. That animation. It's like, I mentioned it before. Woman, don't put your hand on your hat. Put your hand on your boobs. Or you're going to kill someone. Namely a villager.
Maybe that's a secret move.
Boom attack! Oh, I'm too busy making skeletons kill everything for me. One dead body, 2 dead body. Off you go! Kill some stuff. I'll stand here and just look fabulous.
Fabulous!
Poor Aisha's probably falling.
Oh god, I've just reminded... Speaking of which, random thing. You know PewDiePie?
Yes. Oh, is this what I think it is?
Yep. I don't know how.
South Park?
Yeah.
What happened?
He is the big, massive star that South Park have ever had. They announced this on the trailer last week, and they announced it was PewDiePie yesterday.
Really?
Yep.
Is
he? He's going to be voicing in South Park.
He's actually voicing in South Park. It's a parody, because apparently Cartman is... he's doing videos of people reacting to other videos.
Mm.
The way he does it is like, my name is Cartman, you know, and... yeah. So, I don't know how PewDiePie's involved, but I don't think it's going to be a bad thing, because... but then again, you never know. This is South Park, so... I haven't actually watched it in a long time, but I know they've taken the mick out of a few gaming references, like Magic the Gathering and Oculus Rift, this series so far. But, that would be interesting. Loads of people were very vocal about it on my Facebook page, but I'm one of these people... Yes. Oh, yes, I must bring up something very, very quickly before we finish.
Mm-hmm.
MCM. They've brought out their price range.
They put it up. Yeah, is it?
Yes. It's...
wait a minute. I've heard like several cons have done this because of stars attending, right?
Yes. LFCC, they've announced, or they're about to announce, I guess. They've announced one Walking Dead star already.
I think MCM announced a guest as well, right?
Yes, Felicia Day.
Oh, no. Okay, another con announced Freddy Krueger.
That must be LFCC, maybe. Or maybe...
I think it is LFCC, because someone was like, oh, if it's a star like Stan Lee, then it's going to be awesome. So it must have been LFCC.
Yeah. But the prices have come out, and there are people who are a bit divided about this, because it's £45 for the weekend. So they've upped it by £10.
And people will pay it.
Well, always do.
Let's face it. Like, Hyper Japan put their money up, and I don't think it was worth it. It was really small. But then you've got MCM, which is actually massive. And you normally go there for a big guest, and you spend, like, hours queuing. So it's good if you think about it that way.
Yeah.
And then use other 2 days to do other stuff.
Exactly. Excuse me.
Whereas, there wasn't much to do at Hyper, so I was a bit like, why was there a price increase? Whereas MCM, duly done. You got stuff to do there. It's massive.
And also, they're extending Friday, so it starts at 10 a.m.
Woo!
So it's from 10 till 7, so it's all day.
Hmm. Woo!
I think, I'm still going to pay for it to go. Really, no complaints, to be honest, because I still go. I can understand if people are staying in the hotels and they have to dish out another tenner towards it. But, it depends if you want to go or not, Yeah, I can imagine, Granny Gertrude, yeah, I don't think he had a good couple of days in regards to once the ticket price has gone up, so...
oh, you think he got abused?
Yeah, I felt really sorry for him, because I...
hey, man, it's his job. Don't feel sorry for him.
Well, I know. It's just more the...
he's paid to get abused. It's fine.
It's more the flack of, why have the prices gone up? And it's just like, well, what can you do? Shoot the messenger, sort of thing. Yeah.
Alex, you're going to shoot someone.
Nah, I'm fine. I don't even know if I'll go to Expo again.
I was going
to
say, probably not.
But I think
the prices have gone up.
I think they are capping it again. So
you were never going to go. Don't mislead our...
yeah, I know. It's just too many people.
But an important note, after February, the tickets are going to go up again to £50. So,
what?
Yeah.
Again?
I don't know...
MCM, this inflation is ridiculous.
I don't know why. But I think it's more to do with, can they outsell themselves, maybe? Or can they sell them out before the price goes up? I think individually, each day is £20. So
it's October MCM now, right?
No, May. This is May.
50?
Yeah.
I've always said it was 45.
Yeah, until after February.
Oh, so if you're slow, you pay more money?
Yes.
What about on the door?
Don't think
they know
is...
people are dumb enough to do that, though. Because if you can't commit because of work or whatever, you just have to pay extra. Wow, MCM, I'm milking it. milk.
Oh,
But well, I don't know if they're doing On the Door, but I know they do general sales as well. And I don't know if I'll be able to make Friday this time yet. If I do, it'll probably be half a day, so I'm still up in the air. I might just get the weekend ticket and be done with it, just in case. Because you never know. They went pretty quickly. I remember the day when they said, oh, there's only like 20% left, and everyone was like, vroom! And I remember I was sitting on the train thinking, oh crap, I've got a bad signal, I'm not able to get a ticket, and they're going to sell out. But luckily I got one, so... So yes, if you want to get a Christmas present for anyone this year,
tickets,
tickets,
lots of tickets.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. Dun 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 dun. I got some EastEnders to watch, guys. So it's the end of the show. Bye. See ya.
See you later.
Bye.